Welcome into the Nebraska Newcomer Podcast presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. I'm Jessica Cootie, and our first guest from Husker Volleyball is the freshman setter, Campbell Flynn, out of Oakland, Michigan. Campbell, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
You're a new face to the roster going into this season, but you haven't been new to Lincoln because you got here back in January, got to go through the beach season, right? How are you settling in? How are you liking Lincoln? Was it everything you thought it would be?
Yeah, I've had the best time here. I'm settling pretty good. I'm really glad that I went early so I could build connections a little bit. And so now it's a little easier, especially going into season. I feel like I kind of have control with, like, classes, and I'm just not, like, crazy new. I'm still new, but I know kind of the rope around everything. So, yeah.
It's like you're a sophomore already because you already know the whole going to class thing is in the rearview mirror. Well, let's go back to your recruiting journey and just, you know, when you're going through it and you're one of the top recruits in the nation, I know Nebraska is one of those programs that a lot of people, you know, point to and want to play for, but when did you realize that was going to be a good place for you to play?
I always loved Nebraska from an early age. I loved watching them, and I also just, Nebraska is just Nebraska. It's the crazy fans and just the atmosphere is crazy. I always wanted to play there. It was one of my dream schools. So ever since I was around eighth grade, I was, like, set that I wanted to either go there or somewhere like Nebraska.
Do you remember some of that first team and just what you liked from watching that team play?
Oh, my gosh. I was little, so I don't even remember. But I just remember watching them, and I don't know. Nebraska's just... I remember watching them with the packed crowd, and even still, like, from there, then now, the crowd's been the same, and the people have been amazing, and all over social media, I always see Nebraska volleyball, and they're repping women's sports well, so.
That's great. Well, you, I know when you were going through your recruiting process, you committed, you thought that John Cook was going to be your head coach. What was that like as a freshman coming in with the, you know, he decides to retire and then Danny Busboom Kelly takes over? What was that all like for you to take in and work through?
It was a lot at first because we were kind of getting our feet in the water a little bit and we thought we were doing well, and then he just brought us in on a random, what was Wednesday or Tuesday, and he was like, I'm retiring, and we all just, it was hard at first, but the team helped a lot and we all came together, and then he said that Danny was going to be the coach, and we got to meet her and stuff, and I was really hopeful because she seemed really cool, and she is really cool, so.
That's awesome. Yeah. What's it been like just learning as a setter, learning from Danny and what she's been able to, how she's been able to help you so far this spring?
It's been awesome. Her and Kelly together is like a perfect combo, and I've been learning a lot.
So let's go back to your start. You got into volleyball at a really young age, right? Why volleyball? How'd you get into it? Why'd you love it from the beginning?
At first, I followed my sister in, like, every sport. She played basketball, I played basketball, and then she started volleyball, and I started volleyball, but mainly because my mom played in college, and so she was also a coach. So she kind of got us started, and then we went up from there.
Your mom playing volleyball, how was that? Just, again, not everybody has that luxury to have a parent that played at this level, but how has that helped you and shaped you into the athlete that you became?
It's helped a lot. I just remember her being my first coach, and even to this day, she shows me stuff and reminds me stuff, so I'm really blessed to have her in that aspect.
Was she a setter?
No, she was an outside.
So she probably knows, though, how to coach you up on how to get it to the hitters, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I read that you always wanted to be a setter. That's what you always wanted to be. Why? Why was that always the spot for you?
Well, I always thought that people were like, you're going to be tall, you're a lefty, we should make you a setter. But my mom always told me that I always just wanted to be a setter. I didn't want to hit, I didn't want to pass, and I wanted to just set. So I think just my mind always wanted me to be a setter. And I still hit a little bit when I was young and passed when I was young, but mainly I just was like, I want to be a setter.
What is it about that you just, you love distributing and being a part of it in that role?
It feels like I'm in control, which is good. And, I don't know, it's a good leadership too, leadership spot, and you can kind of direct everything. And I just, it came not easily, but it clicked, so.
I know a lot of people from, you know, your current teammates, high school coaches, club coaches, a lot of times point out to just your knowledge of the game and how much you understand just the game itself. How did that develop for you? How have you become someone that just understands and knows, even despite playing it, physical part of it aside, but the mental part of it, how you understand it so well? Did that become such a positive for you?
It's helped a ton, especially trying to get my hitters one-on-one and knowing kind of where the defense is at and where I should put the ball. But it kind of just came naturally, just watching, especially film. I love watching film and other players. I like watching men's and women's volleyball. So I think also just watching and visualizing helped too.
That's cool. Was there a setter that you looked up to growing up that you kind of initially started maybe modeling a little bit your game after?
I loved Lauren Carlini, and because she hit too, so I wanted to be like her. And also one of my all-time favorites is Jordan Poulter. I love her, and just the way she sets is so smooth, and it reminds me so much of like a man setting too, and I love watching men set. But yeah, those are probably my top two right now.
So you became one of the best players in the country, in fact, the best player in the country, the Gatorade National Player of the Year, two-time Michigan Gatorade Player of the Year. At what point did you realize, well, I'm kind of good at this. I could do this for a while.
I started in ninth grade. I was like, okay, I'm going to quit basketball. I'm going to focus on volleyball because I want to do that in college. But I don't know. I just always loved volleyball, and sometimes it's not really just more for the trophies. It's like, do I love it? And I still do. So, yeah.
So it was the love then. Did you find, though, growing up that they helped each other, basketball and volleyball?
A little bit. But one year I played travel basketball and travel volleyball.
Oh, that's
tough.
Yeah,
and then after that I was like, okay, I can't do this anymore. I have to pick because it was just way too much.
So then when you were named the Gatorade National Player of the Year, I know it was a surprise ceremony, right? Take me back to that day, how special that was, and how surprised you were.
I was so surprised, and it was so special. My school said that we were going to do, like, a newspaper thing for the school because I was already out of school, but everyone else was still in school taking their finals and stuff. And so they brought me back to school, and I remember going into the gym doors, and everyone just surprised me. And April Ross surprised me with the trophy, and I was so shocked. And everyone, all my family and friends were surrounding me, so I was really happy as well.
I was going to ask you, what was it like having April Ross present you the award?
It was insane. Even her saying my name was crazy because I always remember watching her in the Olympics too, and it was just so surreal.
What went into you becoming the Gatorade National Player of the Year? How did you get to that level?
A lot of work. Like every day, my setters coach, CJ Blaha, helped me a ton. Legacy helped me a ton. My high school helped me a ton. And, just hard work, leadership, and also my team in high school did really well. And my club was really high too. And I did a lot of community service as well. So I think that also helped.
So I read an article that your mom was talking about the award, and the committee had said that obviously you're a great athlete, but really what set you apart was your character. And I know you do a lot of community service and have picked that up here in Lincoln. Why is that important to you to be involved in the community and give back and volunteer?
I think it's so important to give back, especially having such a big platform at Nebraska, because all the young girls and boys just look up to the Nebraska volleyball players. And I just think how it's crazy how I go to a grocery store and there's people like pointing or staring, and they welcomed us so well here. So I just want to give it back to the community.
What about even going back to high school when you started getting involved in that? A lot of high schoolers don't have the time, don't want to put that kind of effort in. Why did that become something that you wanted to do even back then?
Well, our volleyball team wanted to do this one called the PB&J Outreach. And at first I was like, I don't really want to do it. We had to wake up at like 5 a.m. on our only Saturday off, and we had to make PB&Js and then pass out food to the homeless in Detroit. And at first I was like, this is so stupid, and I don't want to wake up, like I want to sleep in. And then I did it, and we were done by like 8 a.m., and I was just filled with so much joy, and I was very proud of all of us because we gave back, and giving them PB&Js and giving them food and just seeing them smile and also just talking to them. And they're real people. They're normal people. They're just struggling a little bit, and I just think that it was such a good opportunity, and we kept doing the PB&J outreach because it just felt so good, and we also wanted to give back.
Oh, that's cool. How much do you take? I mean, I know that you talk about wanting to give back, but how much do you take away from being able to do these kinds of events?
I take away so much. I feel so grateful and proud of my parents and my family, and just grateful for the opportunities that I got, because I wouldn't be here without my family and also just everyone that surrounded me. So, yeah, I just feel very grateful and blessed to have all these opportunities that I get to have.
Whether you just arrived in Nebraska or you've called it home for years, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is here for you. We've been a part of this community for 85 years, helping Cornhuskers, new and native, stay healthy and thrive on and off the field.
So I saw a video that was done on you back in high school that was talking about you have a really cool middle name. Can you tell us that and the story behind that?
Yeah, actually, my middle name's Journey, and my mom picked it, I think. And I don't know if there was a crazy story about it, but I love it.
That's cool. I mean, because not how many people have that, so.
Yeah, I love it, because every single time someone's like, oh, what's your middle name? And I'm like, Journey. And they're like, oh my gosh, that's so cool.
Have you ever thought about going by that name?
No, I know. I get my nickname Soup, because of Campbell's Soup.
Oh, yeah.
So that's like one of my nicknames, and I love that nickname.
Has that always been a nickname, or did you get it here?
It's always been a nickname. Like, if you ask my club team, they always call me Soup, and my whole club, like all the coaches, call me Soup, and my mom even calls me Soup sometimes. So, yeah.
So maybe your cheer for the fans and the student section can be something with Soup.
Yeah, I think they're trying to. Our team is trying to do it, but I think that would be really cool.
So how has it been coming in as a freshman and with a lot of the players coming back that have been around and just getting acclimated with that group? How has that process been for you from the start to where it is now?
It's been amazing. The sophomores, juniors, and seniors have done such a good job helping us and guiding us, but also just being our friend and building good bonds. So they've done just an amazing job, and I don't think we could have been acclimated any better. So kudos to them.
We had Rebecca Alec in here about a month ago, and she really praised you and just dropped dimes, you and Bergen both. As a setter coming in, what's that process like, getting to know your hitters and so many of them and just where they like it, all of that? Just, I guess, I think maybe people might be interested in that process and how you go through that coming in to a new team.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a struggle at first because they also work. Danny loves a fast offense, so we were all just kind of trying to get the rhythm of the offense, so it was a little bit of a struggle at first, but by like the second week, we were doing pretty good, and they just communicate to me if they need it higher or lower, and we just go from there, but it's been good so far. So,
how important is that chemistry to develop with between you and all the different playmakers on this team?
Very important, because it's very important because even in practice, you need the good connections, and but communication is just key for it to work.
You all come to camps, and then you just work camps. What was that like, being on the other side of it and getting to be the mentor to the campies this time?
I remember in eighth grade going there and seeing all the players, and it was just crazy seeing them go into the locker room and just walk around, and for me to be able to do that, it was just a so surreal moment, and just I couldn't even believe it. But I love coaching, so sometimes it was a lot going from lift then to coaching then to open gym then coaching again if you signed up for those times. But I really liked it, and building relationships with the Husker fans, because I'm a freshman. I've just gotten here, and some of them know my name and look up to me already, and that's just insane too.
Do you have your autograph down?
Kind of. I might switch it because it looks a little weird, but I need to work on it for sure.
Oh, that's funny. Why do you enjoy coaching? I know you did it back in high school too. What do you enjoy about that?
I love coaching because some of them look up to me, and I just like being a good mentor because I think sometimes volleyball gets hard and just annoying, and I just don't want them to get into a rut or like lose their love of the game. So I also love seeing them get that serve over or that pass over, and seeing them smile is just awesome too, especially when it clicks and they get that serve over.
Yeah. Okay, so I know over the past few years it's been really cool. All the setters here have just such a neat relationship. What's it been like working with Bergen and developing that relationship?
It's been awesome. She's been so, so nice and open, and building that friendship has been awesome. And she's also guiding me on how to do things and just showing me how good of a leader she is. And I've been blessed to have her mentoring me. So, yeah.
You also were able to compete for the national team and multiple teams there at the highest level for your age group. What were some of those takeaways? What did you learn from being able to compete for Team USA?
I've learned a lot, especially my first time. I was kind of nervous and I wasn't as confident because there were two other setters that were older and had been on national teams before. So I was really nervous, but I learned a lot from that because I learned to stay confident and to be who I am as a setter and also as a person. And that will help me carry me through the cuts. And also, if I didn't make the team, it's okay. And to even be at that and to be at the practices and all that stuff, it's just, it's a crazy experience that not a lot of people get.
You got to know some of your future teammates through that process too, right?
Yeah.
How was that?
I played with T my first time and Liv. And even just building relationships from then, like I already knew T from then to now, so we already had kind of a relationship, which was really good. And also just getting to see the older girls last year, I think it was, or 2 years ago in Canada, it was really cool.
How would you describe this freshman class? There's a lot of you, and it seems like a lot of personality, and you guys have a lot of fun.
Yes, we do have a lot of fun. I feel like we bring so much energy and also character, because there's a lot of cool and fun people on this team. We're very hardworking, and we've gotten along great with everyone, so I'm excited for all of us.
What did you learn throughout, you know, coming here early in January, throughout spring beach and then spring, that you're taking into the summer and then before you hit your first preseason?
I'm going to take a lot. I started beach out. I didn't really want to do beach because I've never done beach before, and I wasn't really excited, but doing beach and being Carrie's partner was awesome, and it was really fun. And so just learning from that and going to preseason, I just need to know that I got to be positive and keep a positive mindset, especially with the two-a-days and workouts in the morning, and just knowing my why and why I play volleyball and why this is my dream and that I'm living out my dream. So I just need to keep that in mind for preseason, especially when things get hard and rough.
Were there anything specifically in your game that you started to focus on once you got in the gym in the spring and all of that and work through that you want to really focus on before preseason?
Nailing down the connections is probably key, and also becoming a little bit more of a leader. Because now that I know the girls, I can try to push them, and also just being calm on the court and bringing them together. I think I want to turn that up a little bit. But, that's probably what I'm focusing on.
You guys got a chance to do something that doesn't always happen here. You got a spring game here on the Husker Games where it was packed house. How was your first experience running out there in Devaney in the packed house?
It was crazy. Because I'm glad that we did it in spring. Now I'll be hopefully a little less nervous. I'll definitely be nervous, but a little less nervous in the fall. But having that experience is crazy. And again, I was just living my dream that I've always dreamed of. And sometimes I would like stare out in the crowd and be like, oh my gosh, I'm here, I'm doing it. But the atmosphere was great, the people were great, and yeah, it was awesome.
How fired up does that make you for the fall, getting a taste of it?
Yeah, really fired up, because after that we went to Ord and then we were done, so having that consistently is going to be awesome in the fall.
I guess that just last thing I got for you, just how excited are you? I mean, you just can tell that you talk about this being your dream, but has it sunk in? Is it reality? How has it felt to be a Nebraska Cornhusker?
It's kind of sunk in a little bit. Still, sometimes I catch myself being like, oh my gosh, I'm living my dream. But it has sunk in a little bit. Even being friends with the upperclassmen, it's been crazy and also just cool. And now that this is my reality, I'm just blessed and awesome, amazingly, like, I'm just so excited for the fall.
Great stuff. Appreciate you spending some time with us. Next time we chat with you, we'll have to check in on that autograph progress. How's that going for you?
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And Campbell Flynn, the freshman setter, joining us here on our Nebraska Newcomer Series presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Thanks for listening and watching. And as always, make sure you subscribe and like wherever you listen to never miss an episode right here on the Huskers Radio Network podcast.
With Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get more than coverage. You get confidence. Confidence to chase big goals, try something new, or run through the tunnel in front of 80,000 fans. We've had Nebraska's back for 85 years, and we're just getting started.